And it's the Phil Henry Show, world famous Phil Henry Show, every night here till 10 o'clock on the El Pacifico and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And it's Friday. I guess it's going to be, well, it's Saturday here in the early morning hours in some parts of the sector. Now, before we go any further into this, what?
What do you mean, these parts of the sector? That sounds almost military.
I guess, you know, parts of the area. Joe Dickhead and the professor's picks are as follows, so that we are clear. They're also posted on our homepage. Not that anybody is paying all that much attention to them, but Joe said to me, would you please make sure that everyone knows so they don't screw them up, so I get full credit when I'm right? And I said, Joe, you know, you're not exactly. And he said, don't give me a hard time, Henry, because all these other guys are picking stuff based upon their instinct and knowledge as football handicappers. I'm just picking this based upon, you know, throwing straw in the air.
Well, this is these picks this week are based on what?
The smaller of the two cities he's picking to win. So here are the following picks. He's got the Bengals over the Colts. He's got Cleveland over the New England Patriots. He's got the Raiders over the Jets, the Chiefs over the Redskins, the Vikings over the Ravens. He has the Packers over the Falcons, the Bills over the Buccaneers, the Steelers over the Dolphins, the Lions over the Eagles, the Tennessee Titans over the Denver Broncos, the St. Louis Rams, over the Phoenix Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, the Seattle Seahawks over the 49ers, the Chargers over the New York Giants, and the Saints over the Carolina Panthers. And if he's picking the smaller city, that surprises me that he's got New Orleans.
Well, Carolina is, as a television market, my understanding, because I asked Frank about that, because he was watching football, and I said, well, what is that? He said, that's the Carolina Panthers. I said, well, what city is that? He said, it's Charlotte. And I said, And of course, I was rolling my eyes a little bit. Well, what are they doing in some hick burg like that? And I didn't mean to, I don't want to offend anyone that lives in North Carolina, but.
No, not at all.
Well, Phil, I don't.
I know, but.
I think you probably effectively did, though, Ms. Gray, with all due respect.
Yes, I understand that, General, but the point that I made, I don't mean to offend you people in Charlotte, but I'm saying it was surprising to learn, okay, that Charlotte is a bigger city than New Orleans.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, you dumbass, because I looked it up. That's what I was asking Frank about.
All right, well, yeah, because Charlotte is a significant television market. I can understand that. I don't know, in this particular, whatever it was that Joe was using, I think he was using some survey that is about city population alone. You see, because, or I've just been out of the loop for a long time, because I used to look at city populations and market size because of radio markets. We would always look at, and in my business, in the television business, you look at market size in terms of numbers of sets, numbers of radios, numbers of TVs. I certainly don't know how that canvassing is done now. That so much is changing. It doesn't really matter anymore how many radios, per se. It may not matter how many televisions in the near future, because we're talking about, as I said, different platforms that people are using to receive audio content. So if we're talking about phones, which is where I listen today to the Bobby Dooley podcast. I listen to the podcast of our show from last night. I listen to a lot of different things. I listen to it all on my iPhone. I didn't once go to a radio. I didn't even go to a computer. So nonetheless, when you talk about markets, that's what I'm used to. So I was used to New York number one, LA number two, Chicago number three, and the top five would be like Philly, San Francisco, and I think D.C., but this thing that he was looking at, it's got like Austin, Texas.
Well, San Antonio is a big city, Phil. That has been the case for a long time. Where have you been?
Yeah, where you been? San Antonio's way up there. I've been right here, man, okay? I know where I've been.
What are you talking about, you're talking about San Antonio, Texas?
Yes, San Antonio, Texas.
You're telling me that that's a big city. I was in San Antonio.
Yes, I am, General.
Hold on. I was in San Antonio, I don't know where, in the mid-90s, and that's a wide spot in the road. Okay?
No, I swear.
Hold on for a minute now. I know my cities. I was in San Antonio, and it was a tumbleweed and some Mexican and some, I'm not kidding, a guy in a sombrero, someone leading a donkey to a well.
Oh, get out of here. What are you, looking at Clint Eastwood movies or something?
Who are you talking to anyway?
I'm talking to you, General. What do you mean, a sombrero?
Well, I was in some city, and there was a Mexican asleep in a sombrero, and I said, where can I get a bowl of... In other words, forget it.
You know, I wish people... If you're wrong, you're wrong. Just say you're wrong. Don't just say forget it.
Well, where was I then?
I think you were in El Paso, and El Paso's not that small either.
El Paso? Look, you can spit from one city limit to the next at El Paso.
San Antonio, Texas is a large city now. I don't know what you're talking about. Were you near the border?
What do you mean, was I near the border? What is that? Because I'm in Texas, I'm automatically on my way to the border? What does that mean?
Were you near the border?
Yes, I think I saw a shanty town.
That's El Paso.
My ass, it's El Paso. I was in, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. If you're looking across, were you looking across the fence at Shantytown? That's El Paso.
Yes, that is El Paso. And the railroad tracks?
Yes.
That's El Paso.
Well, El Paso has got, okay, well then, good on San Antonio, but El Paso, they better pick it up because they are, I'm telling you, that place, it's a tumbleweed. That's all it is. It's a street and a tumbleweed.
All right, well, I don't know, General, El Paso ain't that small to me, but San Antonio, maybe at one time San Antonio was a small town. San Antonio's big, man. You know what other city that's big? San Diego. San Diego's got a lot of people. And I don't know whether they're talking about the size of the geography.
Talking about San Diego.
San Diego?
No, man. Talking about San Antonio. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm talking about San Diego.
What is San Diego? Are you talking about San Diego?
San Diego, yeah.
Then say San Diego, man. Don't say San Diego, okay?
Okay, then how come the people... Then how come... Well...
Why do the Hell's Angels call it the Dago chapter? That's what he wants to know.
Because that's the way the Hell's Angels talk, okay? Just like they call their chapter in San Bernardino the Purdue chapter. I don't know. Go ask them, okay?
Yeah, it's called Dago.
Good for them. That's what they call it. It's the city of San Diego. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's a big city now. It's a big city. 15, I think when we're talking about market size, San Diego is approaching one of the top 10 cities in America. Things are changing, baby. Things are changing, man. I just looked at a thing. You're not going to believe this, or maybe you will. Detroit, forget it. Detroit's losing population like you wouldn't believe. 25% of Detroit's population is gone over the last 12 years.
Oh, my God.
Yes, from the year 2000 to 2012, 25%. Detroit is now like 18th among American cities. I remember when Detroit was the top five American city. Another city, you know, New Orleans.
Yeah, because everybody got washed away.
No, man, washed away.
What do you mean washed away? A lot of folks left and didn't come back after their houses got washed away.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Because of Katrina.
Oh, I was wondering what you were referring to when you said, well, yes, Katrina, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's 25%. 25% of the city population gone, okay? So other cities that have lost population, not a lot, but, you know, 5%, like Memphis, that may have to do with the city itself, the safety of the city. I don't know, you know, because Memphis doesn't seem to me to be a city that doesn't represent to me a city that's like this old guard decaying city. It seems like it might be, because it's a Sun Belt city or a southern city, it might be a city that could be on the rise if it got its act together a little bit, you know?
Well, Memphis has a lot of its problems. You know, the Elvis Presley thing, I think a lot of people are put off by that.
You talk about Elvis Presley.
I think people are put off by the whole Elvis thing.
Why?
Because I don't want to go to Memphis knowing that Elvis... I want to think of Elvis as a vital and active and athletic man, not laying on a bathroom floor, you know. And when I go to Memphis, I think of tile and Elvis. I don't know.
I don't. I mean, you know.
When's the last time you were in Memphis?
I don't know. Not a long time ago, but you go there. It's not the only thing to see there.
Well, it's the only thing I want to see. What else are they... Are you kidding? What else do you want to see there?
Memphis has got a great music tradition. Memphis has got a great music scene. Memphis has good food. You know.
Well, I don't know. But when I think of Memphis, I think of Elvis face down on tile. And no, thank you. No, no. I've got other things to do with my A coupon. Thank you.
All right. Well, okay. You know, be that as it may. Washington, D.C. Oh, excuse me. Not Washington. Baltimore is another city. you know.
Oh, well, everyone knows Baltimore's a toilet bowl.
Well, see, that's just it. Baltimore has its charm. Baltimore has, there are people, I'll just tell you this, there are people, I'm not just talking about you folks that live in Baltimore, there are people that love Baltimore, man, and they just love it, and they go there to party, and they swear by Baltimore as a party city, especially back in the day when there were raves. I don't know how many of those they have anymore. Bud, do you know?
I don't go to a rave. I'm not gay.
Gay, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to techno music. That, no way.
Well, in any event, there are people that love Baltimore. In fact, our technical director, Nikki, I'm going to have to ask her if she parties down or did party down in Baltimore, because I know a lot of people love Baltimore for that. As a city, as a quality of life kind of a thing, man, I don't know. You got me. All right.
What about L.A.? Bet you L.A.'s losing population.
No, we're gaining nothing but people around here.
What about San Francisco? Are they losing it hand over fist?
No. There's not. What are you talking about?
I'm joking.
There's not a city out here that's losing population. They're all gaining, man, and too fast. All right, coming back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Facebook, Twitter, and the Candy Crush saga. Let's get into all of this stuff here with, we'll be talking with a variety of people on this. Don Berman will be joining us. Vernon Dozier, of course, from the Bellamar Academy, a teacher and a man who probably knows a lot about social networking and what it is that young people are getting into. We also have Clara Bingham, who will join us as well from Joyful Union Congregation. It's all ahead here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget, online at philhenryshow.com are our backstage passes, gift subscriptions, Christmas right around the corner. No better place to Christmas shop than philhenryshow.com.
Oh, I'm Phil, I'm sorry. This is Margaret Gray.
Go, do it.
Yeah, this is a song. Phil was talking about Baltimore. This is a song about Baltimore. Baltimore is a wonderful city, and let me sing this song about Baltimore, done by Starbuck. Here it is. The wind blew the... No, I can't sing this garbage.
Garbage?
Today. You know this song, right?
Yeah, I know this song. What's it got to do with Baltimore?
It's about Chesapeake.
Yeah, it's about...
Ocean, a class of 7-4. No, that's Chesapeake. There, Chesapeake Bay, right there, Phil. Okay, turn it off. Turn the garbage off.
I thought you liked the song.
It's a great, yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I wanted to point out that he's singing about Chesapeake Bay.
Where's that?
Baltimore.
Oh, that's Baltimore, okay.
Baltimore, Chesapeake Bay.
Well, so what? Big deal. What is it with you people? You played 4 seconds of a bad song.
It was about Chesapeake Bay. Margaret wanted to sing the praises of Baltimore, and she winds up calling the song garbage.
I made a mistake. It's a great song. I don't want to keep listening to it because it irritates me. I don't know. I can't explain it.
You don't like the song, but you're trying to pretend like you do like the song because there may be people listening from Baltimore.
All right. Yes. Yes.
Well, you just admitted it, so now everybody knows you're a douchebag.
Ow!
Hey, watch it, will you? God, you almost hit me.
Did you hear what he called me?
Yes, I heard what he called.
Ha, 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 you missed me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, watch it.
I kick his ass.
All right. That's great. So Clara Bingham's going to join us here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, and our number again is 855-500-7445. Clara is here, and we'll be joined by Vernon Dozier and a few others as we talk about the social media craze. Now, interesting article today, Clara, in the news sources that I read. Facebook, Twitter, Candy Crush Saga, these are the sites that everyone's visiting. These are the sites that all of the... Can we turn that music off, please? Thank you.
That was a xylophone.
That's nice. There's a...
Sorry.
Clara, first of all, let's get Ms. B. Are you there, Clara?
Yes, no, I'm right here.
Okay. There is a... What is that, man?
You wanted the music.
I don't want the music, but if I hear it one more time, I'll commit homicide. Does that tell you that I don't want the music or I do want the music? Which of those two options?
You don't want it.
There you go.
I just did that as a joke.
Ha, ha, ha. kill somebody, I swear to God.
Well, don't cry, Phil.
I'm not crying. I'm laughing.
Yeah, see?
Yes, see what? Okay, it's moderately funny. Stop doing it, though, okay?
Quit doing it, man. I told you to stop doing it. Yeah, but he thinks it's funny, too, see?
It ain't that funny. Now stop. Okay, so, Clara...
You know something. You have to just... But I love Bud Dickman, and I love Rock, everyone, but you have to just reach over and slap his mouth so hard that you loosen teeth. I really do. I really do.
All right, well...
Why are you laughing? You've been laughing here through this entire half hour. That's the part that disturbs me. It's very disturbing.
I think Phil is laughing, Margaret, because he knows he had no control over the situation. Here's a man that should have control, but he had no control. So Dickman, all the rest, they're going to do what they want. And you reach over, you slap Dickman.
I slapped Bud Dickman, yes, because he called me a douchebag. What would you do in your school? And Clara, this segues very nicely. What would you do if one of your students called you that?
I would do the same thing, Margaret. There is no question that you have to lock the heel of a child like that. If I'm trying to get the attention of the class, and I am teaching the class a different lesson than this, and a child, a little child, and we have, you know, our middle school, but I teach the elementary class.
What is the grade you teach?
I teach the fifth grade, and I teach the fifth grade health, and I teach the fifth grade history and science. Now, there are not too many things, Phil, in this world that will try an adult patient like teaching health to 10-year-olds. Because a 10-year-old child, you have to teach them how to wipe. I can tell you, it is bad.
Hold on. Why would you have to teach a 10-year-old how to wipe?
Because some of these kids are that bad off. Some of these children come from homes like that. And you have a child. Think about a 10-year-old child. Think of what those children are capable of. Some of them are very smart, and some are throwing up on the floor, and they're leaving their underwear in a waste paper basket. You don't know what they're doing. And you have to tell them that children get it together. You know, this is a health class, and you have to know how to blow your nose.
Yeah, the bottom line, probably don't blow their nose right.
They don't know how to do anything, Dickman. You know, they'll say... Ms. Bingham, how do I blow my nose? I said, wow, you know, so...
All right, so it's a very trying subject.
It's a very trying subject. Now, in the middle of all of that, Phil, the children, of course, are going to be fans of different websites, but I'm looking at what the adults like, and the adults are all over Facebook. Now, the children don't like that, and you've talked about this on your program. They want to go to their own site, and they go to Snapchat because... It is automatically going to delete the comments.
Now, I've heard about the... Clara, this is General Shaw.
Yes, General.
I've heard about this Snapchat and the fact that it will delete pictures. Now, do the kids like this because they're taking vulgar pictures and showing each other their private and then going ha-ha-ha and giggling like... and then, you know what I mean?
I don't know, probably. Or maybe the older ones are saying some things. Like, I think Ms. Bingham, Margaret asked me about douchebag. It's harder and harder, Margaret, to track these children because they'll call you a douchebag and you grab that phone, it's disappeared. And I said to one child here in the class...
Now, you're talking about Snapchat.
That is correct.
All right, so we need to let people know that one of the things about Snapchat, I don't know if this is the feature that draws the kids to it, and maybe it is, these messages self-delete after a few sections. The images self-delete. So they're gone. Now, you need to know, and I'm sure you do know, nothing is really deleted on your phone. I mean, it's stored somewhere in there, and a person that knows how can go in and get these images out.
All right. Now, that is something that I had a conversation with Pastor Rennick about and some of the other parents. And we're not quite sure, but you are fairly certain, Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. You ask anybody that knows anything about computers or these smartphones, yes. There's nothing gets deleted. There's no magical just, whoop, it's gone. It's all there. And if you want to pull it out of there, you can.
Well, I think that I think the children like that feature because I grabbed a phone away from this one boy, Tony Marone. And I said, you call me a douchebag. I grabbed that phone, it was gone. And I looked down at him, and he had that crap-eating grin on his face. And this is the boy Well.
All right, hold on for just a minute, Clara. We'll get back to Clara Bingham as she's talking about Snapchat and, you know, what the kids, what the different websites are that the kids enjoy, as well as the different websites that the adults are accessing. You know, a lot of the adults now are on Facebook. It's driven the teens over to Snapchat. Also, Candy Crush Saga. If you're ready for this, this is the most mindless jackball game. Everybody's all over it like white on rice, man. All right, we'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry show with more from Clara Bingham, Vernon Dozier, and others. We talk about social media and education. What in the hell is that? General, this is Pink Floyd. What's his name? Yeah, what's his name?
Well, he doesn't know.
It's Pink Floyd. It's a group. Anyway, welcome back, folks, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Pink Floyd.
I don't.
And on the line, we have Clara Bingham. We're talking with Clara here about the different social media sites that the kids are using there at the middle school level. We also are going to have Vernon Dozier on and to talk about what some of the other kids are using, high school level, and... We have one other, I think we have one other guest. Who is it, Bud?
I haven't been able to get in touch with him yet, but we're going to try to.
Well, who is it?
Dave Oliva.
Why Dave Oliva?
Because he's, well, he's not a cop, but he's almost a cop.
Because he's almost a cop. Man.
Is this Dave Oliva the one that is going to be the LAPD police officer? Or he thinks he is?
Yes.
Oh, that guy, he's dumber than a handful of Florida dirt. You can't do it. You can't do it.
Now, we'll see. All right, Clara. So when we left off, you were talking about one of the kids in the class, right?
Yes, Bill. I was talking about a young boy by the name of Tony Marone. The kids call him Tony Maroney as a play on that song, I Got a Gal Named Boney. I don't think any of the children ever heard the song, Boney Maroney, but...
But that's the old Richie Valens song?
I don't know. I know the song, but the Tony Marone had a smartphone. And I went home, I talked to Pastor Reddick. And he's here, as a matter of fact, Pastor. I have Phil Hendry on the phone. Not right now, but I went home, and I said to Pastor Renning, I said, Tony Marone had a phone. And he said, "What?" And go ahead, go with it. Because I realized that rhymed, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I said to Pastor Renning, and God forgive me, but this little boy is a very irritating child because he is constantly acting up in class. And when I looked down at his face, I said to Pastor Renning, this boy is a very troublesome child. He has a smartphone. He writing all kind of dirty stuff on a Snapchat. When I grab that and I look at it, there's nothing there. And Pastor Renning said, is that the child whose face you imagine an apple in his mouth? I said, yes, it is.
No, wait, let me ask you, did you say you imagine an apple in that boy's mouth?
Yes, I do. God forgive me.
Well, like a pig on the table.
Yes, because he's a very heavy set child, but he bothers me to the point where I've had that thought. Wouldn't I love to see him? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, Phil.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I think in full disclosure, he was laughing again. Phil has been laughing boy in this program.
No, Phil, I'm not here for your amusement.
I'm sorry, but when you said. You know, you imagine the kid with an apple in his mouth.
I can certainly hear. Let me give it to Pastor Renning. You know, Clara works very hard. My wife works very hard. And as I said to you in a previous show, she works very hard, just like that George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, when a man said, you know, my wife works hard to teach your dirty brats. And George Bailey said, you know, your wife, she ain't nothing to me or whatever. And that man hauled off and knocked George Bailey's ass. Excuse my language, but knocked his ass off that bar stool. And that's how I protect him, my wife.
I understand. You got to realize when she said there's a kid named Tony Marone and he has a smartphone, was she writing a poem?
No, she wanted to put it into a... What do you want to do, honey? I want to write a song for the class. She wanted to write a song for the class so that when she comes into the class the next day, and she said, now look, I don't want the children to use a smartphone, and let me put it in the song form. And it would go do 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 do. Tony Marone had a phone. Da 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 da. And it was kind of a soft shoe. What'd you call, honey? Like a Dixie. Candyland, you know. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom. Tony Marone had a phone. And now she's saying to me, well, I don't know. How do I work in the fact that I see him laying on a platter with an apple in his mouth?
Uh-huh.
Well, how do I do that?
What are you asking me for?
See, he's laughing now. I knew it. Mr. Henry, if you're going to laugh, we can hang the phone up.
Pastor Rennick was laughing.
No, I was not laughing. No, I was not. I was thinking.
Well, tell me, Margaret, Margaret's going to take over.
Yeah, let me take over, because Phil is, whether there's something wrong, whether he ought to be on meds, I don't know.
No, I'm going to go, and I'm going to walk it off, like you say.
Right, fine. This is Margaret Gray. I'm filling in for Phil right now. Clara, the question is this, dear. You've got this boy using a cell phone. You know that he is using the messaging feature Snapchat. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, yeah.
Now, you suspect that he's saying some disparaging things about yourself.
Well, I suspect that he is saying disparaging things about the classmate. It's really not so much that the boy is engaged in messaging when he should be paying attention to the lesson.
Absolutely, I understand. And you go to take the phone, and you're reading the message, and you see it disappear.
That is correct. I saw when Tony had the phone, I reached down, and I said, and the words were what, Pastor Rennick? Yeah, the last words I said was, aha, I've got you now. And I looked at the phone, and I saw the word douchebag very clearly. And it faded away.
So it disappeared?
It disappeared, but I very much, very, very much. And this is the insidious thing about Snapchat. You have to understand that when you look at Snapchat and you see the messaging, it is going to disappear.
Because that is how they designed it. I think that Snapchat needs to be aware of the fact that young people are using this to hide information from adults.
Well, and as I said, Margaret, I looked at this, and I clearly saw, is a douchebag, and then it faded out. It's almost like you see someone says, look up there, it's Superman, and you look and he just fades out. You think you saw a man with a cape. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, no, I know essentially what you're saying. So that caused you then...
That caused me a great deal of consternation. I said to Tony, I know you called me a douchebag. He said, no, Ms. Bingham, I did not. I said, I saw the word fade out. And that's when he said to me, well, you can't prove it. Now, when a child says something like that to an adult, I become very concerned that child now believes he is pushing the adult around, that he's pushing all the buttons, that he's pulling all the strings, that he's in control. And that's when my mind, excuse me, Pastor, all the Redenbacher popcorn on top. Pastor Rennick is making himself some good. Give me the phone. I got to make Orville Redenbacher for dinner. She can't cook, but I'm on the phone. Yeah, at least you cook a man dinner. I'm over here making Orville Redenbacher. God! I said to him, go get the Orville Redenbacher. I'll be off the phone in a minute. And we had a 200-calorie bag up there. Yeah, well, that's fine.
Well, I know. I cook my husband dinner as well. But, Pastor Rennick, I'm sure you'll be fine.
I want to have some dinner. I don't want to sit and eat. I said, I want dinner. She said, go get the Orville Redenbacher. Yeah, that's exactly right. Get Orville Redenbacher, and I'll be down there in a minute. So when I saw that Tony had written, Ms. Bingham is a first-rate douchebag, and I saw a douchebag fade out. And I said to him, Tony, that's why when I look down at you, I see you on a platter with an apple in your mouth. And I got the call from Miss Marone that night. She said, did you say that to Tony? I said, yes, I did, Miss Marone, and I'll tell you why. Because the child called me a douchebag, a double douche, a double bagger, and all that. And that will not happen.
When children are acting up that way and you need the reinforcement and the support of other adults and you don't get it, it's very dangerous.
Absolutely.
It is very dangerous. When you look down at that boy and you see him, you said, on a platter with an apple in his mouth. Excuse me.
Are you all right, dear? You sound like you need some water because you went, mouth.
Yes. You know what? Let me just take a break.
Here, I'll do it.
Thank you. Phil Henry's back.
Yeah, I'm back. sorry. We're going to be back here on the Phil Hendry Show, and we'll give you more. We'll give you more what we got, man. Whatever I got, I'll give it to you. Get ready to take it.
Oh, my God.
That's not what I meant. Anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, that was...
Welcome back to world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And we have with us here Clara Bingham. We're going to get on Vernon Dozier here in a second. And also Dave Olivas should be with us as we discuss on the program this evening these different websites, social media sites that are proving to be the most popular ones with smartphone users. Smartphones now are everywhere. Everyone's got one. And we have been talking here on our program the last few days about eventually having a Phil Hendry Show app on your smartphone so that when you want to hear the show live, all you have to do is hit that app, and that is a revolutionary development. Because if you think about it, it sort of bypasses radio stations, and that I don't want to do that, but I certainly want to make my show as accessible to people as I possibly can, and that includes markets where we're not on. So that helps us that way. With me, Clara Bingham, and joining us now is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Coach Dozier, you have kids in your high school classes that are obviously using Snapchat as opposed to Facebook. What do they say about the adults intruding on their world?
Well, the kids are using Snapchat in a way that Ms. Bingham said. They're using it to send messages to each other that disappear. And I've had a similar experience. You will grab a phone or you'll... because this is part of our job as teachers. We are now cops. And I'm not saying... that I like that role at all, but that's what we have to do. And I've grabbed phones, or I've grabbed tablets, or any of these from kids, and you'll just see the word, fade out, calling you, all kinds of things, douche, and a double douche, like she was saying. So I will say to the kid, what did you just call me? And all they do is look at you and smile. That's why Ms. Bingham had she can see a kid with an apple in his mouth. And the same things happen to me as well.
Phil, can I say something, Phil?
Yes, of course.
I think it is a common experience for a lot of teachers. Vernon Dozier had that experience. I have that experience. When you know a child is getting it over on you, and they're calling you a douche or a tub of guts, however they call you, and it fades out so you can't see it, you do have a commonality of experience. I've heard other teachers say you see that kid on a platter.
I don't know why it is, Phil.
You see the kid on a platter. You see the kid laying on a platter.
Yeah, because this time of year especially, you see the kid laying on a platter with an apple in his mouth. It sounds crazy, with garnishing.
Well, that's a violent image.
Well, now let's not get nuts, okay?
No, it's not a violent image so much as it's just a normal... You're not going to act out on that, but it's a normal thing to see the child stuffed and...
Stuffed and ready for an oven. And I know it sounds ugly, Phil.
Well, yeah, it sounds ugly. It sounds very ugly.
Well, that is a murderous image.
It's not what... No, you're not literally... Look, you're not literally going to stuff the kid and put him on a platter and baste him. But when a kid has been getting it over on you, when a kid is writing messages about you, about the size of your head or your penis or whatever, and he's sending these messages out into the cyberspace, and no one, you can't stop it because you don't even see it,
Well, how do you know the kid's saying this stuff?
I think you have to assume.
You've got to assume that that's what's happening.
And these children, Phil, as long as you don't catch them, they're going to keep on doing it and keep on doing it. And there's very little that you can do to stop that.
All right. Dave Oliva is going to join us. Dave is a student of law enforcement at right now at L.A. Canyon College and hopes to be a member of the Los Angeles Police at some point. Dave is a student right now, but does want to become attend the L.A. Police Academy in Elysian Park. And Dave, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Can you tell me what you can advise these two teachers if they get kids in their class that they think are messaging on Snapchat, but when they go to grab the phone, all they see is the word douchebag fade out, So they're not really sure they saw what they saw. They're having visions of, now they're imagining these kids laying on platters with apples in their faces. It's all very out of control. What do you recommend?
Well, you know, it is very out of control, because I would recommend to these teachers and to any teachers out there, if you are imagining a kid with an apple or being ladled, you know, ladling gravy on him, that's no way to live, you know, that's no way to be, because that's only going to hurt you. You know, Nelson Mandela, who is the great man who just passed on, said resentment is like drinking poison hoping that it will kill your enemy, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a very great quote.
It is a great quote, because that means that you don't want to drink the poison. You want to give the poison to your enemy. But resentment is poison that you give to yourself. So the best thing to do, in my opinion, is to hold a mirror up to these children. This is what you are becoming to me. This is what you have become to me because of you messaging these things. You can commission an artist, and you can actually put the child in a poster with an apple and laying on a bed of lettuce, you know, as if the kid is being in your mind.
You're saying that we commission an artist do what?
You're talking about having an artist draw the kid like he's a pig with an apple in his mouth.
That is one way of doing it. And then you put the kid, you put the picture of the kid there with the apple in his face up on a bulletin board or something.
I got to ask you, Dave. You know, if you have a kid and you can identify that kid in the picture, you're going to have all kinds of problems with the parents.
Well, I mean, you don't have to have the kid like... Make it just a generic kid, then. Don't make it a kid that you can see and recognize. Because you're right. If your kid walks by and goes, that's me, and he's got me with an apple in my mouth, he's got me being ladled, and he's got me getting ready to be, you know, I'm out of here.
You don't want to scare the child either.
You do not want to do that.
So get some just generic poster of a kid with an apple in his mouth.
Well, yeah, I mean, if that's what they're thinking, I mean, I would never recommend it, but you don't want to actually put a kid with an apple in his face, do you?
I got to tell you something, Dave. This Coach Dozier.
Yes, sir.
There are times when I do. There are times when...
You know, you get very frustrated, Dave.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And you try to get through to these children, and all they're doing is going, hee-hee-hee, and look at Miss Bingham, she got a big butt, and look at Mr. Dozier, he's got a cocktail, you know, cocktail Frank, and...
That was the other thing that I saw, and you're not going to... The kids had sent an image, because these images disappear, Phil.
Uh-huh.
And I distinctly saw a jar of cocktail Franks.
Okay, and you saw those in the text message?
I did, and as soon as I grabbed the kid's phone, I saw the bottle of cocktail wieners, and it just faded. And I said, I said, you know full well that you were messaging cocktail Franks. And this kid's looking at me like, what are you talking about, Mr. Dozier? I would never do a terrible thing like that. I said, you a liar? I didn't say that to him, but that's what I'm thinking, you know. And then here comes that image of the kid with the apple.
Exactly. The first thing you see is the apple, and then the kid fills it out.
Yeah, I see the apple, and then the kid blends in.
That's almost like a hallucination or something, isn't it?
What?
No, Mr. Henry, no.
I mean, that doesn't that sound that way to you, like some kind of a weird...
No, sir, it's not. Believe me when I tell you, it's not a hallucination, you know?
Mr. Henry, the only hallucination that's being had is the kid hallucinating that he's going to pull something on me, Vernon Dozier. No kid pulls anything with me. I pull it with them. They don't pull it with me. Okay? When I get it, they get it.
I understand.
Right, so...
Well, I think that the first thing that needs to be done, then, is to collect all these phones, you know?
Well, that's just it. If you take their phone, they'll start screaming sex abuse, child molesty. If you take the phone, the kid is going to go code red on you. And
what is code red?
Well, that's like from the movie Fistful of Good Men or whatever it was called, I forget.
Fistful of Good Men?
Well, I mean, For a Few Good Men, yeah. And they went code red. That's when they, like, beat a guy with soap.
They beat him with soap.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what, or maybe that was in Full Metal Jacket, but I forget. So that's what you have to go code red, you know, on these kids and get them under control.
All right, Dave Oliva, thank you very much, and thank you, Ms. Bingham, and thank you, Coach, for being with us here as we discuss the smartphones in school and some of these social sites that may be disruptive, and we wish you all the best.
You know, and again, if I've got to put a poster up with the kid, with the platter, with the apple, I'll do it, and I'll do it tomorrow.
I think we have to keep that as an option.
Well, I would recommend that too, yeah. But if you see anybody trying to send messages of cocktail weenies, make sure that you get it and that you download it.
Yes, sir, I will.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Did you hear that? Thank you very much, Dave.
Well, Dave's listening right now, and he's feeling humiliated, Phil, that you're laughing at him.
Oh, please, please. If you see the cocktail, make sure you download it, man, and get it over to me. Unbelievable. All right, kids, it's been great talking to you. It's been great knowing you. It's been great being with you. It's all great. It's all good. It's all this. It's all that. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We will see you on Monday. I have a great weekend, man. I'm going up to Santa Barbara, and I got a new a Land Rover, so.
Well, are you going to take a bunch of people out and go off-roading?
No, I may take a bunch of people out, but I may take a bunch of people out by running them over. Ha, 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 ha. I'm just kidding. World famous Phil Henry Show. Woo!